Hey, it's Benny Johnson. I'm here at Turning Point USA's Student Action Summit, and definitely, Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself!
What's going on, America, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast. This is an interesting episode. This is a bank episode, and what we mean by that is when we attend events, we oftentimes get a lot of people that we get to interview at one time. And this particular episode, we want to take you back to SAS, where we interviewed Benny Johnson. Benny Johnson is the chief creative officer for Turning Point USA. Now, most of you have probably heard of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, all these other people, but what you don't realize is they have an entire media team that sole purpose is to create videos, create memes, break the internet, to combat
culture.
To combat the false narratives that you see oftentimes by mainstream media. So we really bring Benny in to kind of discuss what that means. Why is that important? Because I think there's a lot of older generation people that still don't understand it. You know, they don't understand how a meme is such a big deal. I think memes are funny. I don't necessarily fall into the category of memes are life. However, the younger generations do. And so, therefore, I see the importance and the relevance of it because of that.
It's like a snapshot of culture. It's like a joke or whatever. And half the time, I don't understand the references either. But it's like a snapshot in time of the state of the culture, I think.
And in our attention spans in an ever-evolving society, our attention spans are a lot shorter now. And so today's generation, or younger generation, memes speak volumes. And so anyway, we'll get into it here in a little bit. But before we do that, let's get into a sponsor. TacPack is the premier monthly subscription box for military, tactical, and Second Amendment enthusiasts. For just $49.95 a month, they ship you at least $100 worth of gear from companies like 5.11, Hex Meg, Mission First Tactical, Armaspect, and America Grip, to name a few. They ship you out AR-15 parts, everyday carry tools, knives, cleaning kits, and a mix of other tactical gear and apparel direct to you. Sign up today for the March Pack, which is worth $200. Go to TacPack.com, and when you use the promo code GRAHAM at checkout, receive a free extra bag of tactical goodies shipped out with your first pack. So, if you're into tactical gear from the best companies for half the price, TacPack is for you. Go to TacPack.com and get the March Pack today. TacPack.com, that's TacPack.com, offer code GRAHAM. Okay, so again, we're going to come back into this now with Benny, and Benny will pop up here in a minute. But again, the reason that we decided to have Benny on is because it's one thing to see the faces in front of all these things. You see Turning Point, you see Charlie, you see people like Rob Smith, Dave Rubin, all these people that they work with all the time, me, including me, and you don't realize... I don't know. I don't think people realize the amount of work it takes to do these things.
See how many stories Benny puts up a day?
Oh, my gosh.
Like 50?
Yeah, like 50 stories. Like, I don't think Benny sleeps.
Yeah.
And to even do this show, that there's so much pre-planning, there's so much execution involved. I think one of the biggest stereotypes that bothers me the most is people that look at this world and they think how easy it is to do what we do, and it's just not the case, man. It's not that simple. There's so much work involved, and creatively what we do is very creative, and what you may think is an easy video or an easy meme to make, it actually is very creative to hit all the time.
Yeah, there's no set times, like not 9 to 5.
To hit all the time on social media. I contribute it to Music world, all right? Music world, people will spend 2 years in between creating an album.
Yeah.
And off that album, they will be lucky if they get three songs that really hit
right.
off of an album. And then they'll ride the momentum of those three hits for 2+ years until they write another album. Mm-hmm. Whereas what we do, you're expected to get a hit at least once a week. At least.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of pressure, man. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of work that goes into it on this stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's where people like Turning Point USA are doing a really phenomenal job because they are constantly on the move. A lot of them are younger. They don't have kids and stuff yet.
Yeah.
And it shows because these guys and girls are everywhere. They'll be in Cuba one day, then they'll be in Texas, then they'll be in DC.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Kirk, I don't know if he sleeps. He travels. I think he travels like 300 days out of the year. Imagine that. 300 yeah. days out of the year. He technically lives in Florida because he has a residence there, but
yeah.
he's never really there. It's a lot of work to do these things.
I mean, culture is always changing, so to be on the forefront of it, it takes a lot of effort.
You know,
it's a constant thing. It never stops.
Well, just imagine the life that you live when you're at your house and then something big happens. You're like, holy crap, I got to get to Boston tomorrow.
Right.
And we've got to coordinate and film all this stuff. And it's not always easy getting in touch with these people. People don't realize how hard it is just to schedule to get people in front of a camera.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this is to combat this new wave of a generational cycle that is false narratives on the internet.
Yeah.
And that's why this episode is important. So that's why we're going to get into Benny Johnson. But before Benny shows up, let's get into a sponsor. If you're like me and life got away from you and you never quite finished that college education that you so want to hang on the wall, well, this next offer is for you. We all have an idea of what our dream job looks like, but someone isn't just going to hand it to you. Odds are you'll need at least a bachelor's degree to make that dream a reality, and I know it's hard to go back to school while you're working. That's why you'll love Ashford University. Convenient and flexible, Ashford University's online bachelor's and master's degree program allow you to learn at your own pace. You can study wherever you're the most comfortable learning. One course at a time, Ashford University's 6-week-long courses allow you to take one course at a time. Being enrolled in one class at Ashford means you are considered a full-time student. No standardized tests required. The SAT, GRE, GMAT, and other standardized testing scores are not required for enrolling at Ashford. Ashford University is fully accredited by the WASC, Senior College and University Commission. Put it like this, even in my hectic schedule, even in my hectic schedule, as of today, I still have time to take classes at Ashford University and get that coveted degree that has always been something that I've wanted to achieve. Get on the road to earning your degree and making your dream job a reality. Enroll now by going to ashford.edu/Graham. That's ashford.edu/Graham to start your degree today. ashford.edu/Graham. All right, now is the time. Benny is, you're fixing to hear our interview with Benny.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, Jake, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I think something to keep in mind, something I've noticed is, you know, I follow quite a few people on the left. And, man, Benny Johnson, Turning Point USA, we are doing, like Benny says, so much better of a job at this culture war. Like, our memes are funnier, it just everything, we just seem like we're having more fun. And yeah, they don't have a president in the White House.
Well, I think we're smarter.
Yeah.
I mean, creatively, I think we're smarter. And I think it's showing.
Yeah.
The Democratic side is very matter of fact.
Mm.
And the conservative side is a lot smarter. So,
sure.
Without further ado,
let's
take it to the person that's behind all the stuff that you see at Turning Point USA. Ladies and gentlemen, Benny Johnson. What's going on, America, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast. We are here with Turning Point USA's chief creative officer, the meme lord himself, Benny Johnson. Benny, You look good, man. You look like
you're
running around with your head cut off a little bit here. But man, we appreciate you coming on. I want to jump right into this. The reason I wanted you on here is not just because you're an amazing person, but Turning Point is winning the war against the left by means of social media and memes and virality and all this other kind of stuff. Man, just talk to us about it. Tell us the battlefield that we're facing, where Turning Point sees it, what you guys are doing to combat it. Just talk to us about that stuff.
Yes. Well, if you poll the crowd, which I did yesterday.
which I did yesterday.
If you ask them, where would you prefer to get your information?
Right.
For the world around you.
Yeah.
They'll say social media. Now, if you ask them if they'd prefer to have it in the form of a meme, every hand in the room will shoot up. The kids don't want to watch CNN at an airport.
Yeah.
The kids do not get their information from that medium.
Yeah.
And so if you actually boil it down and ask yourself, what is a media company?
Yeah.
What's a media company? A media company is audience. Who has an audience? If you have an audience on your Facebook page of millions, you are a media company.
Yeah. Right.
And so it's Turning Point USA, I will argue, the biggest media company in the world. Because we have such a massive audience through all of our influencers. And when you make a meme or a good piece of viral content and you are able to get it out to millions and millions of people online, well, you're bigger than all the nightly news broadcasts combined.
Yeah.
We're bigger than Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC. I can guarantee you, take it to the bank, we are bigger than CNN's entire ratings this last month.
Especially now.
Who gets more views, a viral video from us or Don Lemon every night?
Is it Don Lemon?
I'm just kidding.
I always say Don Lemon.
Don Lemon.
Is it Don Lemon? Is that really how you pronounce
it? I say it because it annoys him.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
He gets angry when you say
that. Hey, really quick, can we back up for those who might not know what Turning Point is on our show? You want to tell them their target audience and like just about really quick?
Turning Point is the largest youth demographic-oriented organization in America. We have 1,400 campuses and chapters across the country. We have over 500,000 student members.
Wow.
And we are preaching freedom and free markets to kids every single day.
Awesome.
Through memes, a lot of time through memes.
So I'm glad you brought it back up again. All right, just to be fair, just if there are people listening, I doubt it, but just to say, what is a meme defined by Benny Johnson?
A meme defined by Benny Johnson is a piece of non-traditional media that goes viral on the internet that typically is founded in some type of relevance to culture.
Right.
Wow, that's really good.
Doesn't have to be about.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be in the dictionary one day.
It's a funny block with pictures.
So that's why, given that definition, that's why Baby Yoda is seen everywhere.
Yes.
Because it makes
Baby
the
Yoda.
Most sense.
So, get a load of this. So if you're a listener and you want to understand the real power of memes, Baby Yoda is the hottest meme right now in the meme market.
Yeah.
Okay. Buy. Baby Yoda, buy. Bye. It's going up. All right?
Bye, Baby Yoda.
Hold on. Epstein didn't kill himself. Sell. Cat. Woman yelling at cat.
Okay. Oh, my God. That's the meme economy right now.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that's the meme economy. Sell. Hold. Buy.
What is that movie from with the woman yelling at the cat?
I don't get it. I don't get it. It's two images.
Is it two separate images?
Two separate images. Oh, that's someone put together. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What is it? I still don't get it. I think they're funny. I don't get it.
All right. I continue. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So I did a Baby Yoda meme. Baby Yoda is really hot right now. I did a Baby Yoda meme, and I made it a Turning Point Baby Yoda. It had an AR-15. It had a big government sucks hat on. It has a taxation is theft shirt on its little outfit.
And he's just
so cute. Yes, he's very cute. And I said, if you want this meme, just hit me up on Instagram. Hit me in my DMs, and I'll send you this meme. First time ever, I will personally send you a meme. And I walked off that stage, and I had over 1,000 inboxes. Over 1,000 inboxes of kids wanting the meme. If you have done this for a policy paper, I'll send you a policy paper.
Yeah.
Or I'll send you a clip from last night's Fox News. Or I'll send you a big government sucks pin. It wouldn't be the same amount of people would want it, wouldn't be the same. It was a hot meme for a hot moment, hot viral moment, and kids went bananas for it. I still haven't even gotten to a small fraction of the people.
To all those?
I've been sending memes for 3 straight hours last night. I told my wife, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sit here. We're going to order in. I'm going to sit here and send memes.
All right. So we've had this conversation offline a lot and where we see society going, and just your poll shows it especially, that social media is taking over on our culture, on our influence, on what we listen to. Why do you think it is that organizations like CNN, Fox News, these media companies that people have known for 10, 20 years at this point, why do you think that they're so reluctant to go that direction? Why do you think they're so focused on old school media?
I think old dogs, new tricks, and you can still make money off traditional media if you're way at the top. But the truth is traditional media is contracting. We all know this. And you look at the last year of layoffs in media, you have over 5,000 journalists who lost their jobs or this year. And that is an industry in decline.
Yeah.
And all those jobs are traditional media jobs. None of those people are, you know, none of those people are losing their jobs. I mean, there's obviously been a bubble with tech boom media like BuzzFeed.
Right.
And some of the younger tech startups that went under. But I think it's old dog's new trick.
Yeah.
And they just refuse to learn a new medium.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it always works. I mean, how long did Blockbuster exist?
Oh, Lord.
I still miss Blockbuster.
15 years.
20
years.
Longer than that, right?
40 years.
Really? Wow.
40-year-old company.
Wow.
So Blockbuster's been around for 40 years.
Dang.
Netflix started in the year 2000, if I'm getting my dates correct. The year 2000.
That sounds right.
Blockbuster's king of the video sales market.
Mm-hmm. Just
took Netflix
destroyed
10 years. Blockbuster, with all their billions, with their capital, they had an IPO. Yeah. Blockbuster had billions in the bank. They could have destroyed Netflix. Destroyed them at any time that they chose to just innovate and say, wow, people are going to want to get their movies in the mail.
Right, but they refused.
They underestimated them. They were like, no, that's not going
to
work.
Do it.
Yeah.
And you can watch the user base and the share price of the thing right in 2010 go like that.
Yep.
And that's the point we are in media. Boom. We're hitting that point in media where it's like traditional media is meeting new media, and the people who are doing new media correctly are going,
yep.
And we're like surpassing in influence, in scale, in reach.
I don't know about you, but I don't get out to the range anywhere as often as I would like to. Traveling all the time, it makes it really difficult these days. So, getting all the firearms loaded up, gear, ammo, driving to the range, and then it's expensive. Like I said, I travel all the time. It makes it difficult. Thankfully, I have a great solution that will save you time, money, and help you be a better shot. It's called iTarget Pro. Using their proprietary app and laser bullet, iTarget Pro will allow you to safely practice dry fire training with your actual firearm in the convenience and privacy of your own home. Dry fire training will develop muscle memory, help with target reaction speed, sight alignment, trigger function, and more. iTarget comes in all major calibers like .223 and .556. This means less driving to the range, less ammo, and less money. Right now, get 10% off plus free shipping with the offer code GRAHAM. That's my name. Should be pretty easy to remember. We need to fight for our Second Amendment rights, so get iTarget Pro before they try to ban that too. Take your skill to the next level safely and effectively. That's the letter I, targetpro.com, offer code Graham. So I know I have my theories, and we've talked about this offline as well. Why do you think it is that people are responding more to, because we're on my show, people in a truck, as opposed to,
you know, I love those guys.
as opposed to what they've seen for 20, 30 years now at this point, mass production, swooping cameras, you know, going to you, Steve, and you know, Coastal Carolina, you know, and all this other kind of stuff. Why do you think people are responding more to the cell phone footage of things?
Authenticity.
That was literally where I was going to say. I want to hear his theory, but that's my. But I was going to say.
Authenticity is the currency of the internet.
Amen.
I have been saying this for years. Authenticity is the currency of the internet. If it is authentic, people will know. And if it is not,
they will.
And people know you are faking.
Yeah.
They will know that what you are doing, what you are faking. You are here with your beautiful wife. How long have you been married?
Going on 11 years in April.
Going on 11 years. Yeah. How many children do you have?
We have three.
Three. Okay. If you're posting a family photo, what's going to get more likes? You guys standing in the doing the Target photo, right? And like the photo shot, like the JCPenney's photo with all of you standing there in your cardigans? Or like
cardigans.
Y'all.
Cardigans. Benny, do you know us at all?
I don't. What I'm saying is let's put two Allen family photos on Instagram, okay?
Yeah.
And then, or one with like all your kids like messing with guns in the back of the truck, out of the rain.
Every time.
And like maybe no one's posed perfectly and the kids have dirt on their faces, but it's like an authentic photo of your family.
Yeah.
Like what's going to fly? I mean, if you know the internet at all, the authentic photo of your family and your kids, your kids roughhousing and having a good time and you guys being parents, that's going to fly more than the posed static image.
True.
So, Benny, do you think, because I know me and Jake and Alyssa have had this conversation, once things get so big to a point, and let's talk less about the revolution of it and more about the responsibility of it for a minute. So we've had this discussion. There have been things that have happened that I knew if I said something about it a certain way, I could make it take off, right?
Yeah, and you do.
You know, all I have to do is just say it a certain way at a certain time, and it'll go. Do you think that we have a responsibility as massive influencers now to have almost that discernment on what we should metaphorically like warhead as opposed to what we should let just take its own course? Do you think that we have that responsibility to decide what actually is going to hurt more than it is as opposed to getting clicks?
Well, we did this with Starbucks.
Yeah.
We did this with Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really special. Well, so you were there.
Yeah.
Like, it was really special.
One of my favorite things.
People were so angry that those cops, it was taking a step back. Police officers were kicked out of a Starbucks in Phoenix.
And it's happened multiple times since, by the way. Cops have been singled out and not taken care of. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, you do this better than I believe anyone in the movement, where you take a moment where people need a voice and where there's something that infuriates us as conservatives, because it's always us getting picked on. It's always us. It's always us getting swagger jacked in the culture war and saying, we can't have this, can't have that, can't have this. Can't be a Christian, can't be, you know, can't love your family, can't be in a monogamous relationship, can't have children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or children are bad.
Children are bad. Yeah. Yep. Because the global warming, your children are going to, they're all going to get in the ocean. The ocean's probably going to rise.
It's the children's fault.
One of the things they take from us all the time is happening now with regularity is they're rude to cops.
Yeah.
Inside of public places. People are despicable to cops.
Yes.
And that is a culture that is sick, cancerous culture that has permeated our society. And it's a sick lies from the left. And that reveals itself in Starbucks, and that reveals itself now with regularity in Starbucks where they're rude to police officers.
Yep.
But I'm telling your audience right now, I'm not trying to brag on you because they're already listening to Graham Allen, so y'all already love Graham Allen. But I said, Graham, I didn't say it. Graham called me and he said, I'm pissed about what they did to these cops at Starbucks. Benny, let's do something. And we did a free coffee for cops event at the same Starbucks that kept out the cops. And the Starbucks staff were on hands and knees, like bending over backwards to serve police officers. They brought their entire corporate office out there. That we brought in how many people? It must have been over 100.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
In 24 hours notice.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Packed the Starbucks.
I think one thing that people are starting to realize that one really cool thing that we're able to do, and us as well, is these major news networks, they all like to act like they're, you know, able to respond quickly. But the truth of the matter is we hit things and it takes them 2 or 3 days in the news cycle to catch up.
Yep.
So we had several months ago when Bernie Sanders brought up the Boston bomber situation in prison and stuff like that. We just said, you know what, why don't we just go to Boston? And we'll find one of the survivors of the Boston bombings, and we'll get him on camera and see what he has to say about that kind of thing. That's what people like us are able to do now as opposed to just reporting news.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to believe that a lot of people will discredit us because, oh, it's just opinion-based. You're just opinion-based. You know, you're just opinion-based. Yeah, but isn't everybody opinion-based at the end of the day? I mean, isn't that what it is? You form your opinion off of what's happening.
Yeah.
And so the problem I have with mainstream media these days, more often than not, it is simply just regurgitating the facts of what happened. Cops were here. Cops were told that they couldn't drink coffee here. They left. End of the facts, end of the story. Mm-hmm. Well, no. The reason that that's a problem is because we have an opinion formed on what cops should be or what they shouldn't. Yeah. We believe that cops are heroes. We believe that cops put their lives on the line every day. So that makes us angry. And therefore, you should be angry. And I like the fact that we're able to do that. We're not traditional media. I am just Graham. You are just Jake. You are just Alyssa. You are Benny Johnson. We have feelings. We have emotions. This makes us angry. This makes us happy. Why can't we talk about that kind of stuff? And that's what I love about what we do. And that's what I love about what you guys do. And yeah, we have some fun along the way too, because there's a lot of things to make fun of these days.
Yeah.
All right. So we like to always talk about our sponsors, and we specifically like to talk about Red Arrow Weapons. Everybody, we've been talking about it for a long time. Things that are going on in Virginia right now, Second Amendment pro-gun patriots are fighting this battle against the most open attack we've had against our Second Amendment in my lifetime that I've seen. So Red Arrow Weapons is a sponsor of ours. They've stuck with us through thick and thin. We love what they do. We love what they stand for. Make sure that you support the companies that support us. Go to Red Arrow Weapons today and check them out. Red Arrow is made 100% in the U.S. of A. Comes standard with CMC triggers and Magpul accessories. They come out of the box ready to deliver superior accuracy and reliability. For Dear America listeners, you enter the coupon code Recall Ralph. That's a hit at Ralph Northam. Recall Ralph to get 10% off 300 blackout pistols plus free shipping now through February 21st. Support the companies that support us. Go check out Red Arrow Weapons right now. You have a beautiful wife yourself. How does she put up with all this stuff that you do all the time?
I really... firm supply of Sauvignon Blanc in our refrigerator. And a cold glass.
Aww.
Yeah. No, Nurse Kate is in. Nurse Kate is also a part of the culture war in her own way. But she kind of understands that this is information warfare. And if we don't fight, then we lose.
Yeah.
If you're not fighting, you're losing. And so when I'm like, I got to go to Boston with Graham, because Bernie Sanders says felons should vote. And the guy who blew up and killed children in Boston should vote. That guy should be a part of our electoral process, even though he's a terrorist from a foreign country.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wrong.
Yeah.
And we got to fight back. It's, as you said, it's not just enough to just let it lie. Let these opinions be out there. If you're not actively fighting them,
yeah,
then you're losing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so in a world of information warfare, there has to be someone that says our side. And, you know, oftentimes that has to be us. We just have to stop asking permission and go out and do it. The truth is, I follow Graham Allen on social media. I can show you with data that more people are watching your truck rants than are watching the CNN nightly lineup on a daily basis. I can show you with empirical data, not all the CNN, not all the airports in America playing CNN.
Yeah, because they're paid to.
Can compete. Yeah. With a man who has a good following and who is saying things that are relevant to that following.
Yeah. You know, somebody told us in his videos, one of the first two videos that, you know, were in the millions, he reached more people than Abraham Lincoln did in his whole life.
Wow.
It's like, that's a way to think about it, like how many people you can affect.
Wow.
Like Abraham Lincoln probably spoke to 20, 30,000 people his whole life.
Yeah.
You know?
Crazy.
Wow. Yeah. It's just what we can do in this, you know, in this world is unlike it's ever been before.
True.
Arguably, sure. Lincoln had the last laugh, though, because he had such a better beard than you.
That's true. That's true.
I like
Lincoln's
your beard.
Beer is majestic.
Beard. Lincoln's beard is too much
said
for
Lincoln's
me.
Beer is majestic.
Yeah.
Lincoln's
he was
beer
also
and beard.
A giant. Wasn't he like 6'4"?
Well,
something?
He was a giant back then, especially.
Yeah. Not anymore. Yeah.
So real quick, Benny, before we wrap this up, all right, we've talked about, you know, what Turning Point is doing. We talked about the current state of information is really what we're talking about. What do you see in the next 10 years, the future? Like, where do you see things going in the next 10 years?
I believe that the President of the United States will create a new department under the Department of Defense called the Department of Meme Warfare. And that they,
and
the president,
the
president will
look at Jake, he's like,
select me.
Yeah.
You serious, Clark?
The president will go through a firm vetting process, and then I will be a finalist for the first Secretary of Meme.
Secretary of Memes.
I will vote for you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. I want to say right now, I have it on good authority that President Trump listens to the Graham Allen podcast on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
And Mr. President, I am here to serve.
Yeah.
And think about it, like in a world that is entirely online, if your leader is being like made fun of. Or if your worldview, communism, is being destroyed, then what you're going to have is you're going to have mass revolts around the world against evil and against dictators. powers becoming decentralized.
Yeah.
Look at Hong Kong. People, while scumbags who work at Portland coffee shops that ban cops are waving communist flags in our streets, they are waving American flags in their streets and saying, we want the Second Amendment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And why is that happening? What's different from now to Tiananmen Square? Tiananmen Square in the 80s? The internet. The internet and the ability to organize and the ability to fight and understand the world around you and the greater ideas around you is going to make memes and viral content the essential warfare item of the future. And that is where we are on the cutting edge. That's why my voice is like this.
Yeah.
My voice is like this because I've been yelling.
I've got to go speak in a little while, and my voice is going out too.
It's been
a fantastic time.
Because you got to be passionate about it. Yeah. And we got to be better at the left. The good part, the positive part, is that we are literally so much better than the left at the internet and at memeing.
Because we have senses of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we are cognitive adults.
This is why they have to censor us and shut us down and then shadow ban all of us.
Well, Benny, we love what you guys do. You're great at what you do. This entire thing that we're witnessing here and that we're blessed enough to be a part of, it's insane.
Incredible.
Everything that you put together is a masterpiece, man. And so we appreciate you stopping in and educating our audience on what the future is. A lot of our audience has kids. I mean, this is what your kids are watching. This is what they're listening to. Turning Point USA is definitely where they need to direct their attention. Benny, where can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me, of course, on all of our Turning Point properties, and Benny Johnson on all social media properties, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm pretty active on
those. I'm surprised you hadn't changed it to Meme Lord yet.
I know. I was going to say, what about Meme
Lord?
Meme Lord.
I will have. I mean,
it's
once,
something to look
listen,
at.
Listen, I would prefer Secretary of Memes.
Secretary of Memes.
Yes,
yeah. Official.
Yeah.
Official Secretary of Memes. Secretary,
what about Commander of Memes?
Commander of Memes.
Commander.
Meme Commander.
Commander of Memes.
Oh, my gosh.
Meme Commander.
All right. Jake, where can they find you?
Instagram at producer_Jake.
And Alyssa.
Alyssa Allen on Instagram.
And, of course, I am Graham Allen because you're listening to the Graham Allen's Dear America podcast.
That's right.
I will see you again. We will see you again next time.
Bye.
Thanks, buddy.